You're holding up Samach Aleph. You're getting the mission of Samach Aleph. Shochatu Shloilo Eichlov. You shechted the Korban Pesach with the Machshava Shloilo Eichlov. That the people that can't eat it, they're the ones that should have the Korban. So it's possible. Like we had before, it means a chayla, an older person or a person that's sick that can't eat. Harel Shloilo Muya. You shechted the Korban Pesach Amanas, that people that were not appointed to not own the korban, it should be for. In other words, these three people bought this korban, and the person that shechted had in mind for different three people. Or else, larelim, you had in mind to shechted, the korban pesach should be for an oral. Somebody that doesn't have a bris milah. Or else, letumeyim, you had in mind to shechted for these people that are tamei, is a loch apostle. Is even though the real owner is not one of these people, the real owner is a tor and he's a gemalta and he was mamana and he could eat the korban, but since peshash chita you thought for the wrong people, the wrong things there, the wrong thoughts, these are all machshavas that pass on the korban pesach. We'll see in the Gemara how we know each one. Now, what about lo'ichlov v'shloi lo'ichlov? You have in mind for two sets of people. So Rashi learns. Loichlov, shor loichlov is kosher. The mixas oichlim loipastu lekamim first time. Let's say you had 10 people that own this korban pesach. 5 of them are healthy people, could eat the meat, and 5 of them are older people or sick people that can't eat it. So then it's kosher. As long as you had in mind for some people that could eat it, even though you also had in mind for some that can't eat it, still it's kosher. We'll see in the Gemara how we know this. So loichlov, shor loichlov, ares lemnuyav, shor lemnuyav. Again, you had 6 people here. You had in mind full 6 of them. 3 of them were appointed, did own this korban. Just the other 3 did not have any bialis, did not own this korban. Still, it's kosher. Hu adin lomoylim ularelim. You had in mind for 6 people. 3 of them had a bris milah, and 3 of them didn't have a bris milah. Still, the korban is kosher. As long as you had in mind for some of them, that's kosher, the korban is kosher. Letmeyim ulatorim. You had in mind for 6 people, 3 of them are Torah-dika people, 3 of them are Talmudika people, is also kosher. The korban is kosher. How we know this, we'll see in the Gemara. Shochatu koidim chatzois, posel. On Erev Pesach, you shechted the korban Pesach before chatzois hayim, before the zman, the locher is the korban is posel. Because you're shechting it now, l'shem Pesach, therefore the korban is posel. Mishum Shinema, the Pesach says, Bein Haboyim Shochatu. Bein Haboyim. You only allowed to shecht it Bein Haboyim, after Chatzos Hayom. But before Chatzos Erev Pesach, it's not the Zman for Shechitas Pesach, the Korban is possible. What about Shochatu Koidim L'Tomit? If you shechted the Korban Pesach before the Tomit Shobein Haboyim, even though we had before, according to everybody, Mitzchila, you're supposed to shecht the Korban of Pesach after the Tomit Shor Ben Habayim, because by Korban Pesach, the Pesach says, Bo'eriv, Mashenkein Ben Hab, but Tomit Shor Ben Habayim only says Ben Habayim. So Mitzchila, you're supposed to shecht it afterwards. But let's say no, you shecht the Korban Pesach first, as long as it's after Chatzos, the Locher is kosher. The Korban Pesach is kosher. U'bavad, She'yachem Emaris Bedomei. So what happened here now, after Chatzos, instead of doing the Tomit Shor Ben Habayim, you first shecht the Korban Pesach. So if you chapsich, if you remind yourself right now, after the shechita, when you receive the blood, don't make the zrikas adam right now first on the Korban Pesach, but rather have somebody else be mamaris. That means let somebody mix up the dam that I should not harden today, that you shouldn't be able to make a zrika later. In other words, we tell you, wait, first let somebody just mix around the blood. Ad sheyizwa katomid. Rather wait now, let them bring the Tomit Shor Ben Habayim, and let them make the Zrika on the Tomit Shor Ben Habayim, and then you make the Zrika on your Korban HaPesach. So in order this time will take, that the blood should not dry up, one answer is have somebody mix up the blood. The Yemnizra kosher, but let's say b'dievet, no, your mamish after Chatzos, you brought the Korban HaPesach, and you made the Zrika Sadam also, before you brought the Tomit Shor Ben Habayim, b'dievet is kosher. Because the klal by kochim is usually when the terrorist says something once, it only means lemitzvah. That's the way it should be done, lemitzvah. But for the evidence kosher, by kochim the Torah has to say something twice. If it says it twice, then we say it's likuvai. If you don't do it, the korban is possible. Sati Gemara. Tana Rabbonin. Keitzach loy lioichlov. What does it mean you had this bad machshava that the beginning of the Mishnah says the korban is posel if you had in mind only for somebody that can't eat? What does that mean, shtei loichlov? Lishum choyla or lishum zokin. You have in mind the choyla, somebody that's sick, that can't eat, or else an older person also that can't eat the meat. Therefore, the korban is posel. We'll soon see how we know this. Ketzach lo lemnuyev. What does it mean you shechted it for somebody that was not appointed for this korban? Nimna olav chaburazu. This chabura, these a few people got together and brought this korban pesach together. V'shochatu l'shem chabura cheres. And when whoever shechted it had a mind for a different chabura, different three people, is the korban is posel. For the gemara menohan emili. How do I know these yisoidis? That you have to shecht the korban for the right people that own it, and you have to shecht it for people that could eat it. If they can't eat it, it's posel. The Tana Rabbonim, the posek says, like the Tana Rabbraisa says, b'michsas. The pasuk says, "B'michsas nefoshes." The pasuk says, "V'mimayit habayit miyois miser." V'lo kachu ashkenoi. If one person can't eat the korban pesach by himself, so let him buy it two or three people together. Karav obeisoi. B'michsas nefoshes. With the michsas means we say now you have to be appointed. You have to own this korban pesach. Ish lefiyoch loy tochaisu alaser. Every person that could eat it. Is Tachoysu should also, again, a second time Tachoysu should be appointed upon the Seh, the Korban Pesach. So it says Loshen, B'michsas Nefoshes. That means you should be appointed for this Korban. Tana Rabbana, B'michsas, Melameid She'ena Pesach Nishchat Elo Lemuyev. It's only kosher to bring a Korban Pesach if you were appointed beforehand, mean that you own it. You bought this Korban before the Zman Shchita. So Drashim, Michsas, Loshen Menuyev. Means you're accounted, you're appointed on this Korban. So more yochel, I would think, shochatu shloy lemnuyev. Let's say you shechted, you had a mind for people that were not appointed, did not own this korban. Yehei koiver ala mitzvah. I would think it's just called you're doing something wrong. You're not doing the right mitzvah. But for kosher, like we always say by kodeshim, if the Torah says something once, it's a mitzvah to do it that way. If you don't do it that way, the korban is still kosher. So I would think here the korban pesach is still kosher. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says no, b'michsas techoisu. It says two times. First it says b'michsas nefoshes, ish tefiyoch loy techoisu al hasem. Techoisu is also a lashon of being appointed. So it says it twice. Is akosev shina olav lakev. This is the cloud by kodeshim. By all pashas or by yikra and again to korbanos, when we say the korban is posel, it's because shino olav akosav lakim. The Torah said this time twice. It said this mitzvah twice. It's not just time to do it. And if you don't do it, it's still kosher. No. If you don't do it, the korban is posel. So here it says, two lashonis b'michsas and tachaisu, that a person has to be appointed for the korban. You have to own it before you shecht it. So if you have in mind for somebody else, the korban is posel. Rebbe says another pshat. Loshen Sursayhu. I tell the Loshen Techoisu is a Loshen Sursi. Rashi learns Arami. It's a Loshen Aramaic. It's not a Loshen Akkadish, it's a Loshen Aramaic. Rashi's Chachmayum is Kurun Loi Linga Shuraya. That's the way they call the language. Is Kodim Shemel Chaveroi. Like somebody tells his friend, Koisli Tleze. Koisli is a Rashi Shochot. Means to shech this animal. Lameimra de Bishash Shchitam Tzorech Liskavanam Luyev. That's what the pasuk means. The michsas nefoshos ish tefiyochloi tachoisu. What does tachoisu mean? That the shas you shech the korban, you have to have in mind for the person that owned it. So you have to have this in mind only lemnuyev for these people that were appointed that owned the korban. If you have in mind for somebody else, then the korban is posel. So that's this word tachoisu that says that the korban is posel. If you have in mind for somebody else, like the pasuk says, tachoisu. Right. So the Mara Ashkechon Shlomuyev. So from the word of the Michsas means you have to be appointed. We know if you think Lamanas the Shechet for somebody else, the Korban is posel. What about Shlomu Yoichlov Minolan? How do we know the first din of the Mishnah that if you're shechting the Korban, Almanas that these five sick people should be their Korban, and if they can't eat the meat, the Korban is posel? How do we know this? Omakro the posuk says Ish Lefi Ochloi. Tachoisu. Ish lefi ochloi means a person has to be able to eat it. He's the one that should be appointed upon the korban. So lefi ochloi means you have to eat it. So the iskish, there's a hekish here, oichlin lemnuyev. The same way if you have the wrong thought, to think of somebody else that wasn't appointed, if you think for somebody that can't eat the korban, that also passes the korban. So drash lefi ochloi, horoyul echol, you have to be able to eat the meat. Prat lechoyle, lafuke, a sick person, ulezokin ul oral, viafilu hei menuyev. Oral will soon see also. Even though they were appointed on the korban, like they own the korban, but since they can't eat it, if the person that's shechting it only shechs in their mind, the korban is possible. Like first we're talking about here, you have 10 people that were mamana on the korban. Like 10 people bought the korban together. 5 of them could eat, the healthy people, and 5 of them can't eat. So it depends what you think for shashchita. If you only think for the 5 that can eat, that's the pastos in the Mishnah. You have to think for shashchita, lofi ochloi, people that could eat it. But if you only think for the 5 that can't eat it, the korban is possum. But if you think for all 10, for 5 that could eat and 5 that can't eat, that's the same for the Mishnah, the korban is kosher. As long as you think lefi ochloi for somebody that could eat, even though you also thought somebody that can't eat, that's still kosher. But if you're only thinking for the people that can't eat the korban, that's the gzeras hakosrim ish lefi ochloi, you have to be able to eat the korban of Pesach. As we spoke out yesterday, we'll see on the base here, because the ikar of the korban Pesach is only to be able to eat the meat at night. All other kosher, the ikar is to bring the korban, you get a kapara. The ikar of the korban Pesach is to be able to eat the meat b'leil Pesach. So if you can't eat it, if somebody can't eat the meat, he's not. The korban is possible. The next part of the Mishnah says shachato lemoilin. No, this is a new halacha now, not part of the Mishnah. Shachato lemoilin. B'shan shchita, you had a mind to do it for the people that had a bris milah, so the korban would be kosher. Al manash yischapru boy arelim bezrika. But you said b'shas shchit, you had a mind that you want the kapara, another b'shas zrika. Usually the kapara of the korban comes b'shas zrika. When you take the dam and put it on the mizbeach, that's the finishing touch of the kapara. So he's saying you want like the zrika to be mechaper for the people that are arelim. In other words, there are 10 people that own this korban Pesach. 5 of them have a bris milah, 5 of them don't. So b'shas shchit, you thought for the 5 people that did have a bris milah. But you're saying our manasseh zrika should be for the 5 people that don't have the bris milah. Is what's the halacha? It's a machlokes. Rav Chisda Rama apostle, Rabbi Rama kosher. Rav Chisda says it's possible in such a case, and Rabbi says it's kosher. So Rashi, shochatu lahachilo lemoilim minuyin. There are 5 people that had a bris milah that were mamana. They were appointed. They owned this korban, so the shchita was good. Avol yischapru boy bisrikosai arelim. But you had in mind that later when you do this Rika, you want this Rika to be a kapara for these other 5 people that are oral. Oy minuyin oy shenu minuyin. Whether they were appointed, whether they weren't appointed. It's the same Shaila. Since you're thinking now, b'shashchita, that this Rika should be done only for the arelim. Is it such a pastless or not? So it's a machloikis. What's the machloikis told you? Rav Chisda or my apostle Chisda says it's possible now. Yesh mach sheves arelim zrika. The shayla is there such a psul that you think that the zrika should be done for a person that doesn't have a bris milah for oral? Is there such a machshav or not? Hey, b'shas shchita when you shech the animal, if you think then only for the people that don't have the bris milah, shita the korban is possible. That's a machshav b'shas zrika, b'shas shchita. The shayla is, can you have the same machshava b'shas zrika? Does it pass on the korban or not? Rav Chisda says yes. Yes, machshava sarelim zrika. Even though only b'shas zrika you think it for the relim, still the korban is possible. Rabbi Rama kosher. Why? Ain machshava sarelim zrika. No, there's no such a machshava that passes if b'shas zrika you think in the zrika should help for the relim. As if you thought about this b'shas shchita, the shchita should be for the relim, then the korban is possible. But if you only think b'shas zrika, then the korban is kosher. This is the machlokes Rabbi Rav Chisda. What's the machlokes Tolyin? Omar Rabba, minoa minolo. So the Chur Rabbi is saying the Chiddush that even though b'shas shchita, if you think in mind to do the shchita for Noro, the korban is possible. But if you have in mind that the zrika should be done for Noro, then the korban is kosher. How does Rabbi know this? So tomorrow, Omar Rabba, minoa minolo. The Tanya, we learned like this. Yochol, I would think, Yivso b'nei chabura haboyin imoy. That if, let's say, we're saying 2 people were arelim, and the rest of the chabur, the rest of the 10 people are all ksherim, are all had a bris milah. So I would think that since 2 of them are arelim, they automatically pass this korban. Hey, yochol, I would think, Yivso b'nei chabura haboyin imoy. The Rashi says, Yochel Yifsot Rashi Oral. If one person is an Oral, B'nei Chabu Rabboini Moi, Shem Nimnu Olav Mulem Voral, on one Korban Pesach, you had a few people that had a Bris Milah, and let's say even only one person didn't have a Bris Milah. And why not? Voral Shemesi Ochiv Machmas Milah. We're not talking about a Russia. We're talking about somebody that Mitzad Adin really doesn't have to have Milah right now. Because his two brothers died B'shas Milah. So it's a sakana for them to have a milah. He didn't have to have a milah. Still, he's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. V'shochat l'shem kulam yochel yisol. Because what's the case where you have in mind now, you're shechting the Korban for all these 10 people. Some of them have a bris milah, some of them don't have a bris milah. So Mishnah says in such a case the Korban is kosher. He says only posel, where you only think for the arelim. But if you think for both of them, it's kosher. So now I'm explaining how do we know this. Yatanya, Yochel, I would think, Yisro b'nei chabura b'rini moi, that no, if you think for both of them, if even Mashah Shrita, you think for the people that have a milah, and for the people that don't have a milah, I would think the korban is possible, since you're thinking now for the people that are oral also. V'dinu, and really that's the svar, that's the way it should be. Hoyo v'orlo poiselis. By orlo, it's possible. If you think Mashah Shrita only for a person that doesn't have a bris milah, the korban is possible. V'tumu poiselis. And the same thing by tumah. If you shecht amanas that somebody that's tumah, he can't eat the korban at night, the korban is possible. So ma tumah. Just like if you think for machshava somebody that's tumah, loy osa ba miksas tumah. Kichol tumah, that if you think for some people that are tor and some people that are tumah, the other locher is the korban is kosher. Heis for tumah pshita, it's only possible if you're only thinking for the tumahdika person. But if you're thinking for miksas tumah, that means some of them are tor. Again, you have five people here that own this korban pesach. If five of them are tor, five of them could eat the meat at night, and five of them are tummy. So if you think b'shas shchita, you want this korban to be for all 10 of them, the locher is this kosher. Is a melah af orla. The same thing. If you have five people that don't have a bris milah, and five people that do have a bris milah, should be the same halacha af orla loy osaba miksas orla kachol orla. If just some of them don't have a bris milah, but as long as you have somebody that does have a bris milah, the korban is kosher. It's only possible kichol orla. It's only possible if you're only thinking only for the people that don't have a bris milah. That's what is possible. So that's one way of thinking that orla should be doima to the psul of atomi. Oiklach l'derech zu, or else maybe no. Let's look at a different way to look at it. Hoyel v'orla poiselis. We'll soon see we have a posseg that orla is possible. The Torah says he can't shecht it for an oral. An oral is not allowed to eat from the korban, so if you shecht it for him, the korban is no good.
What if you shecht it for an oral and afterwards he has a person?
It wouldn't be good. Chur b'tol b'shash shchita. B'shash shchita, you thought for him, he wouldn't be good. He has to be good b'shash shchita. The posseg says later, you call ben necher lo yechal boy. Anybody that's a ben necher doesn't have bris milah, he can't eat. Ochol oral lo yechal boy. Any oral also can't eat from it. You have a chol oral lo yechal boy. Anybody that's an oral is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. So this is one way to learn out. Because they could tell b'shash shchita. All the pesukim we are talking about, this first pasuk we had was b'shash shchita. We're saying all these machshavas. So that was the first pasuk. Of the mitzvahs of chodesh v'yochle to choisav al aser b'shash shchita, you have to have these things. You have to be able to eat it, to be tor, and to be an oral. It's all totally b'shash shchita. That's the pasuk. Ish to v'yochle to choisav. Vayta oy klach aderach zu hoyo v'orlo poiselis uzman poisel. There's also machshava or bed machshava of zman. Zman means that b'shash shchita you have in mind to eat the meat the wrong time. Let's say it was a korban shlomim. You're supposed to only eat it for 2 days. You have in mind to eat it after 3 days. Or else the zrika. You're only supposed to do the zrika today, b'yom. You have in mind now, b'shash shchita, I'm going to do the zrika tomorrow or tonight. So locha by zman is poisel. There's such a machshava from a pigle that's called the machshava's psul of zman. Now ma zman, just like when you think to do the wrong thing the wrong time, also bo miksa zman kechol zman. Even if you only have a machshava to do one tzayis of the meat the wrong time. The moshel pigle is, you have a mind to do anything the wrong time. Either you have a mind to burn the fats the wrong time, you're supposed to burn it just today or tonight. You have a mind to burn it tomorrow. Even if you only think you're going to burn just one kezayis tomorrow, hey, so I think Peshah Shchitim, I'm going to burn most of it today the way I'm supposed to. Just one kezayis worth of the fats, the emurim, I have in mind I'll burn tomorrow. The lochre that's chal pigul. So you see, by machshev is man, even though you only think on a little bit of the korban, the rest of the korban you think in the right way, still it's possible. So mixas man kechol zman. Just thinking a little bit of the zman, the whole korban becomes possible. Is maybe af orlo, the same thing when you think about a person that doesn't have a bris milah, also ba mixas orlo kechol orlo. Maybe here also, if you think for these 10 people, even though 5 of them have a bris milah, but since 5 of them don't have a bris milah, maybe that would also be possible. Is maybe the psul orlo is doing to the psul of zman. Like Rashi says, uzman poisum. Shochetu amanas lecholem menu kezayis chutzuzmanoi. You had in mind b'shash shita, you can eat just one kezayis of the meat 3 days later. Is nasu kula pigul. The locker is the whole korban now has a psul pigul on it. Vainu mixas man. That's only called a mixas. Shlechishev elo al kezayis emenu. You only had in mind now to eat just one kezayis of the animal. The rest of the kochim you can eat the right time. In the pasuk says chirsev imayochal yochal. V'tanya b'teras kanim. As long as you only think to eat one kezayis the third day, you make the whole korban posel. So that's the halacha of chutzlas manai, that even a mixas man passes the whole korban. So now we have a suffix. What about if you think to shech the korban pesach al manas that just an oral should do it? That's posel. What about al manas both a mixas orum? Just you have 10 people. 2 of them are Arelim, the other ones are all Ksherim. What's halacha? Maybe also it's possible, just like Zman is possible to mix us. So that's how Sufik is Oral Doimah to the Psul Tomei, that's only the whole thing, or is Oral Doimah to the Psul Zman, or even a Mixas Zman, passes the whole thing. So Mara says like this, Nira Lami Doimah. Let's look to which way it's more Doimah. Avad the Svar is, Donin Dover Shein and Noi B'chol HaZvachim. Let's be noig, a halacha that's not nogei to all the zvachim, only to Korban Pesach. Midova sheina noig b'chol hazvachim, to another halacha that's only nogei to Korban Pesach. V'yal yachiech, and don't teach me, we shouldn't learn out from zman, from the psul of zman of pigul, shenoig b'chol hazvachim, because that's the psul by all kochim have a psul of pigul. Ma'ashenkein, that that you're thinking, b'shan shchita, teshecht, for the purpose of an oral, or the shech for the person of a tomei, that's only possible by Korban Pesach. Because by all the korbanos, even if the Bailam can't eat the meat, so what? The korban is still kosher. By all other korbanos, the ikar is the shchita and the zrika. So even though you're tomei, even though you're an oral, still you can make a shliach, someone to go into the base of Migdish, and he can be makarvitz for you. The only time it's possible is only by Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach, there the ikar mitzvah is to be able to eat the meat at night. So if you're an oral that you can't eat the meat, or else you're a tomatic person, you can't eat the meat at night, the lochri is the korban is possible. So it's a svara to learn out the psul orlo from the psul tomeya that they're both negay to korban pesach. La fuke zman is negay b'chol hakochim. So therefore the svara is that if you have 10 people on the korban, and 5 of them are an oral, 5 of them are gemaltim, if you have in mind full 10, the korban should be kosher. That's one svara. Oy klach l'derech zu? No, let's learn out differently. Let's learn out from Zman. I'll tell you, donin dover, shloihuta meklolein, the psul of orla never has a heter. Anytime you're an oral, you're not allowed to eat the karbonis. And hu adin chus l'zman my pigul, is never a heter. You're never allowed to eat a karbon that's pigul. So learn out these two things, orla, from pigul, rather than midover shloihuta meklolein, no, it's from a dover shloihuta meklolein, there's learn out orla from pigul that is never a heter, v'yatachiyach tuma, but don't learn out from the psul tuma, shehutra miklolom, because there are certain times tuma has a kalus to it, that betzibur, if you bring a korban betzibur and the robe tzibur is tumay, you can still bring the korban. In other words, tuma has a heter, b'mokim there's a tzibur that everybody is tumay, or robe is tumay, you're allowed to bring the korban even betuma. So Mela, I don't know which way to learn out. Should I learn out Orla from Tuma, because they're both negay to Korban Pesach, or should I learn out Orla from Psul Azman, which they both don't have a heter, they never have a heter to it? So which way should I learn out? That's why I need a posik. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Zois. Shasan, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Mem Gimel, it says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron, Zois Chukas HaPasach. This is the Chukas HaPasach, Kol Ben Necher L'Yechaboy. A new halacha, that any Ben Necher, somebody does not have a bris milah, is not allowed to eat from this Korban Pesach. Kol Ben Necher L'Yechaboy. So Talmud Lema is Zois. The Pasuk says Zois. For the Gemara, my Zois, what do I hear from the word Zois? How does that teach me to say that the Korban is kosher? Elaim, if you want to tell me like this, the Kula Orla Psula, that only if you have a Machshava to Shech the Korban Pesach, only for the Oral. That's when it's possible. Of a Mitzasa Loi Psula. But if you have a mind for two categories, for people that have a Bris Mila, and for the people that don't have a Bris Mila, then talk with kosher. How do you know this? For the Gemara, Haimi V'chol Oral Nafka. This alone I know from the Pasuk, another Pasuk later. It says, V'chol Oral Lo Yoichol. It says, Loshin V'chol. Mashmu, all of them have to be Arelim. So what's the first Pasuk of Zois telling us? El Lav Hochikatoni. This is what it's telling us. Talmud Loina V'chol Oral. That what? Kuloi Orla Psula. Miktsasa Loi Psula. That's from the second Pasuk here. V'chol Oral Lo Yoichol. When is an oral apostle, if you think in mind, b'shash hita, if you're only thinking only for the arelim, but once you're thinking for two categories, for people that have a bris milah and for arelim, then takris kosher. Is that the posik v'chol oral, only kula oral apostle, only if you're only thinking for the oral, that's when it's possible. Or the miksasa le apostle, if you're thinking for both of them, for the people that has a milah, and for the people that don't have a milah, then the korban is kosher. V'chitem, I'll tell you maybe, who are din l'zrika? Maybe this machshava also applies to zrika, just like it applies by shchita, because the whole parsha is talking about shchita. Maybe it also applies to zrika also. The kul orla mi apostle, that maybe if you think totally only for an oral, it should pass over b'shas zrika talmud leima. That's why the first pasuk says zois. What is zois telling us? Zois only this and nothing else. What do you mean this? It's a mir. Only this and not something else. Zois. What does Zois mean? B'shchita hu tekul orla mi apostle. When do we say if you have in mind b'shah shchita? Only for the arelim it's possible. Only if you did it b'shah shchita. Avu zrika. But if you had in mind b'shah the zrika, that you want the zrika of the korban pesach to be done only for these people that are arelim, is alocha afilu kula orla namile apostle. Even if you have totally only in mind b'shah zrika, only for the five people that are on Orla, don't have a bris milah, still we said the locker is light postle, it's kosher. This is Pshat Rabba. Rabba Dashan is Pasuk Zois. Tell us, here, Zois, only this. Only B'Shah Shchita is the psul of Kol Ben Echel Yechaboy. Only B'Shah Shchita is such a psul for an Oral. If you have in mind B'Shah Shchita only for the Oral, that passes the Korban. But if you have in mind B'Shah Zrika, it doesn't passel the Korban. That's the way Rabbi learns out his halacha. From the section word, Zois. Zois is a mi'at only here and not someplace else. What do you mean only here? A ben noicha can't eat the korban pesach. It means only b'shah shchitam and not b'shah zrika. V'chitayma, maybe you'll tell me like this. My kula of zrika. Maybe you can ask the kasha, what's the kula of zrika? Why is zrika different? I'll tell you, the ain machsheves eichlem zrika. Because who I did, just like we had before, there's a psul if you think b'shah shchitam that the people that can't eat the korban is for them, the korban is posel. Of a b'shah zrika, there's no such psul. If you think b'shah zrika that you want to make the zrika only for the choylo, for the person that can't eat, still the korban is kosher. So I see zrika is different by korban pesach. Not all the machshav is achal b'shah zrika. So what then oral also? If you think b'shah zrika that you want the zrika to be mechaper only for an oral, still the korban is kosher. Just like you find by Shleilu Yoichlev. Like Rashi says, V'chi Taima, my kulu the Zrika, come out the last time before the big loins, my kulu the Zrika, the Taima hai Zois HaShchita Koi, why would I say it's only going on Shchita, not a Zrika, Ulamute Zrika, Hainu Kulu, yes, I find by Korban Pesach, Zrika doesn't have so many Machshavis that pass it. To Lo Yisrabi Machshavis Oichlin, that's what we said at the beginning. If you have in mind b'shah shchita only for the people that can't eat the korban as posel, it's only chal b'shah shchita. Of etzel zrika, there's no psul. Why? The shchita gola bar rachmona. The Torah says clearly, what we had before, ishtafi ochloi techoisu. You only have this psul shloili echlov only b'shas techoisu b'shas shchita. Hilkach mistavro he now also by our machshav of orlo the zois the apostle kularelis ashchita koi v'lav asriko v'zois mashmim yuta. Hey, that's Tran Rabbah. Zois is telling me immediate only here b'shas shchita is there such a pasul if you think to shech l'shem.